Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Before I Go by Catherine Cookson, performed by Christine Rendell. Prologue. An explanation of Catherine's declining health around the time of writing. From my unknown father, I inherited something called HHT, hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasia, a very rare vascular trouble. Its first tangent was anemia, but we didn't categorise tiredness under that name 80 years ago. Should I balk at being sent out on a message or doing another task by saying, "I'm tired, R. Kate"? R. Kate was my mother. The answer I was invariably given was, "Work it off. You'll cope." Then one day in 1984, as I was assiduously correcting my work, I found I was reading with my head well to the side and the print wasn't as clear as usual. I put a hand over my left eye. Oh, I could see all right. I put a hand over my right eye. I remember getting to my feet, startled. There was nothing there except a sort of light at the side. Within a couple of days, I was in hospital and going through tests. "I'm afraid," said the specialist, "you've had it as far as this eye is concerned," or words to that effect. It transpired that one of the HHT veins had burst in the back of the eye, and there was nothing that could be done about it. Anyway, I recall I came out of that hospital very dismayed. Apart from a little peripheral light in my left eye, I had only one eye. The effect was strange, to say the least. I felt for a time that I was only half the person I had been. I was finding that the peripheral light from the dead eye was interfering with the good one. The wearing of an eye shade was suggested, but I couldn't take to it. I could still see. That was the main thing. I was writing more than ever now, publishing 2 books a year and stockpiling others. My brain was a machine that had to be constantly oiled with words. I may say here that I was only able to work at this pace because of the invaluable assistance given me by my husband in all ways. He nursed me. He cooked. He advised. And if possible, he wouldn't allow anyone but himself to do anything for me. It has always been like that. So he went on unselfish.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?